this is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, today we say farewell to summer, as the first day of fall is tomorrow at 6:54 p.m., or actually about the same time as sunset across the inland northwest. And even though this weekend will mark a new season, not much change in the weather is expected. A Pacific cold front will pass through the area tomorrow and drop temperatures to slightly below normal for Sunday, but little or no rain is expected. Hay drying and baling should be able to proceed without delay, though higher humidity will slow curing and produce light to moderate dew most mornings. Spraying conditions will be less favorable Saturday and Sunday due to the slightly stronger breezes. It appears generally dry weather will prevail into the first week of October, so if you are seeding winter wheat deep into moisture, you should have a good chance for seedlings to emerge without topsoil crusting. So far in September, it's been a little cooler than normal with virtually no rainfall. NOAA's Climate Prediction Center issued the new monthly and seasonal outlooks on Thursday. The outlook for October is warmer and drier than normal across the inland northwest, and the outlook for November through January is also calling for warmer and drier than normal. CPC said the outlook is consistent with a typical El Nino pattern, which is being predicted. Of course, if this outlook verifies, it will not bode well for mountain snowpack and next year's spring and summer irrigation supplies. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.